So over the course of the last 30 days or so, we've been looking at getting things the right way up, this way up, as our title says. It's amazing just how much of what we think about and do automatically we can find is actually upside down. And the putting straight can be quite painful as our pet ideas hit the dust. In Graham Cook's lovely little book, The Nature of Freedom, he makes the point time and time again that God isn't dealing with something that died over 2,000 years ago, our old man. He relates only to the new. We are in resurrection life now, and that's the top and bottom of our journey with God. We are busy unlearning everything and learning a completely new way of being that accords with the new DNA we've been given. Herein lies the whole problem. 99% of Christians I meet are still living in the old and have absolutely no intention of doing anything about learning to live from the new. The reason is, of course, that the learning takes both application and concentration. We have to be proactive. It isn't going to come with a swift prayer or laying on of hands. And that's where we stall. We're saying, if it isn't effortless, though I espouse the idea, I don't want it. So happy in their misery and negativity, they stay right where they are, many for years and years. How do I speak with such authority? I've been born again now for some 34 years, and there are those who started way before me who are still my companions, but they haven't moved in spiritual terms more than a couple of feet. That's the thing, name for nothing, called free will that we're so proud of. They don't exercise it, not towards God anyway. So they stay where they are and wonder why nothing significant ever seems to happen. It wouldn't describe you, would it? Moves quickly.